بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English Radio Podcast. Press release. Making Gilgit-Baltistan into a province is treachery against occupied Kashmir, strengthening Modi's grip. The Bajwa-Imran regime has exceeded all limits in treachery against occupied Kashmir, having refused to liberate occupied Kashmir by mobilizing Pakistan's willing and able armed forces. The neglectful regime has now announced the permanent burial of the issue of Kashmir by ensuring a surgical bilateral partition. For this nefarious purpose, General Bajwa held a meeting with the democratic political leadership to make Gilgit-Baltistan into the fifth province of Pakistan, effectively converting the line of control into a permanent border and submitting to Modi's outrageous claim over occupied Kashmir as an integral part of India. Prior to this treacherous initiative, a separate constitutional status was granted to both Gilgit-Baltistan and Azad Liberate Kashmir to send a clear message that all of Kashmir, including occupied Kashmir, is a gaping wound in the side of Pakistan that will never close until all of Kashmir is restored to its body. Making Gilgit-Baltistan a fifth province amounts to nothing less than a gift for Modi delivered by the Bajwa-Imran regime upon the orders of the United States. By doing so, the Bajwa-Imran regime flagrantly disobeys the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam to fight those who occupy Muslim lands, expelling them such that they dare not return. By doing so, the regime has ruthlessly trampled over the powerful bond of Islamic Brotherhood, which compelled the Muslims of Pakistan to fight India over Kashmir for decades, sacrificing their sons willingly in jihad, whilst praying for the flag of Islam to be raised over Srinagar. Indeed, the regime has been deceiving the Muslims since Modi forcefully annexed occupied Kashmir on the 5th of August 2019. From the very outset, the regime cooperated with the Hindu state upon the orders of Washington, burying the issue of Kashmir so that India can redeploy her forces to attend to China. Now, after moving to make Gilgit-Baltistan a fifth province, the treachery is nearing completion, obvious to all but those who blind themselves. O Muslims of Pakistan Armed Forces, the Bajwa-Imran regime has openly declared any armed support for the Muslims of Kashmir as an act of enmity and terrorism, compelling them to surrender by woefully abandoning them. Modi's aggression of 5th August 2019 was a golden opportunity provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for any sincere military commander to break the jaw of the exhausted and demoralized Indian forces. Even now, a golden opportunity exists as occupied Kashmir is demanding liberation. The US is evidently reluctant to fight costlier wars in Eurasia. Kafir states are confronting each other and the Hindu state is facing the severest economic crisis in its history. So just how is this the time to surrender occupied Kashmir to Modi? Enough is enough. You must seize this treacherous leadership, throwing them in the dustbin of history as you provide Nusra for the restoration of the Khilafah, the Caliphate, upon the method of prophethood. Move now to secure yourself from the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for you are the people of power, fully capable of uprooting the regime of treachery and disobedience. Grant your allegiance to a Khalifa who will lead you in jihad for the liberation of occupied Kashmir and Masjid al-Aqsa, seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and securing success in this dunya and the everlasting akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded,
وَاقْتُلُوهُمْ حَيْثُ ثَقِفْتُمُوهُمْ وَأَخْرِجُوهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَخْرَجُوكُمْ وَالْفِتْنَةُ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ.
And kill them wherever you overtake them, and expel them from wherever they have expelled you, and fitna is worse than killing. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 191. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Pakistan. Jazakumullah khairun for joining us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.